Hawaii.
It's a drizzly Sunday afternoon in Wrangell, but the weather doesn't match the energy in the airport. That's because parents and community members are waiting for their cross-country high school champions to exit the plane. It's the first time in history that the girls' team won state. Erin Andreessen is here holding gifts for her daughter, Jenna Meisner. The freshmen crossed the finish line in first place individually with a time of 20 minutes and 29 seconds.
Super excited. Got some balloons, puppy and a Snickers. Can't wait to see her.
She says Meisner puts in so much hard work every day. She's dedicated to practice, homework, and eats healthy. Needless to say, Andreessen is proud of her daughter. More people arrive with bouquets of flowers for the winners. Then, the runners walk through the airport doors into the terminal. Meisner says she's made first place throughout the whole season, except one time.
It was awesome. We went to state in Anchorage, and it was our team did awesome overall and excelled a lot over the season and just had an amazing time.
She hopes next year she'll have a faster PR or personal record. Junior Bella Ritchie also helped the girls' team bring home history. She plays second for Wrangell and fifth in state at 21 minutes and 46 seconds. She says it was a crazy experience.
This is the first girls' state title we've brought home ever. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it. So proud of Jenna. She's got a bright future ahead of her in running.
Though Richie is a junior, she says her plans are to graduate early, but this experience is inspiring her to put graduation off another year. For the boys, senior Boomchain Laux took first place at 16 minutes and 40 seconds. Coach Mason Villarma says he wasn't expecting everybody to be at the airport to greet them and celebrate, but he says it's awesome, amazing, and well-deserved.
Historical on the girls' side to have the first title in program history and for school history for any sport. So very electric, and I know that the guys are very supportive of the girls' team, and they did well as well, not as much as they would have hoped, but they still, you know, performed really remarkably and really proud of them.
Although not many Wrangell parents could make it to the state championship races, that didn't mean no one was cheering during the race. The boys and girls gave each other tremendous amounts of support, and that support carried over to the community when the teams returned home. In Wrangell, reported at the airport, I'm Colette Zarnicki.